first shovels to dig the Erie Canal went into the ground on July 4, 1817. When it was completed in 1825, Clinton's ditch transformed the state's economy, allowing goods to pass from the Hudson River to the Great Lakes and beyond. To mark the occasion of the canal's 200th anniversary, David Allen Miller, music director with the Albany Symphony Orchestra, dreamed up the plan to commission and perform original works at 7 stops along the route.
And I conceived this crazy idea of actually trying to get all the way from Albany to Buffalo, which I didn't realize at the time was about 350-plus miles.
At first, Miller didn't realize that the canal carries a strict 7-mile-per-hour speed limit, so floating and performing the entire distance in a week would be impossible. So Miller and the orchestra compromised. They'll be traveling by bus and performing on vessels floating in the canal.
I just think this is the greatest thing we've ever done.
Symphony board chair Marisa Eisman is on board with the idea to bring music out of the concert hall and into communities. She also sees it as a way to promote economic development, among other things.
So it's very symbolic, you know, this canal was this symbol of innovation and adventure, and that's what we, the Albany Symphony, are known for, thanks to David Allen Miller.
So what's happening now? We're standing on the upper miter gates at Lock 2.
In Waterford, in southern Saratoga County, New York State Canal Corporation Deputy Director John Callahan says he's always looking to bring new ideas to the canal as it enters its third century. Public officials have wondered about the canal's future as its role in shipping wanes.
And part of what David and the Albany Symphony Orchestra is doing, I think, is making the canal more accessible, more relevant for people, introducing them to it in a way that they may have not thought about it before.
The Albany Symphony Orchestra received $371,000 in state funding for the project and raised the rest from private donors. Miller says each stop on the tour will open with a piece of music that's celebrating its own anniversary. Handel's Water Music is turning 300.
July 17th was the first performance of that, and we'll also end with some American patriotic classics, Stars and Stripes, as well as John Williams and things like that. So every evening we'll have these bookends that are essentially the same, but in the middle will be this substantial 30-minute or so long new composition inspired by and written for that specific community.
The original piece for Schenectady was written by Annika Sokolsky. She said before she started working on it, she didn't really know much about the canal.
I was really starting kind of at ground zero, because about all I knew before I started work on this project was that one song, 15 Miles on the Erie Canal.
I got the mule and the name is Sam, 15 miles on the Erie Canal.
Sokolsky chose to incorporate actors into her piece and a narrator playing the role of Charles Steinmetz, a groundbreaking electrical engineer whose discoveries helped turn Schenectady into the electric city. She also pays tribute to the laborers who braved the mud and harsh conditions to make the dream of the Erie Canal come true.
Basically, they built an incredibly long river that went uphill. I mean, that's kind of crazy for 1817, so.
The Water Music New York Tour will stop in Albany, Schenectady, Amsterdam, Little Falls, Baldwinsville, Brockport, and Lockport between July 2nd and 8th.